grateful and I'm so thankful that Embrace was there to help me, because I don't know what I would have done without that day in a little house, sitting on a couch with someone that I had never met. And that day, she met me right where I was at and she gave me hope. My story started with Embrace about 29 and a half years ago. Back then, it was called the Pregnancy Crisis Center. I was a very young girl, about 19, and I was pretty sure I was pregnant. I didn't know what I was gonna do. I was scared. I didn't wanna tell my parents. I didn't want anybody to find out. I was going to college at WSU, and I was very lost. I was very, very lost. I needed somebody to talk to. I didn't know where to go, and I looked it up and I found I could go to this place called the Pregnancy Crisis Center. I remember driving, all these thoughts going through my mind of what it meant to be a mother. Do I keep the baby? What do I do? Was in a relationship with the biological father, but it wasn't a good relationship. It wasn't a healthy relationship. So I remember driving there and parking my car and just walking in and nervous, didn't really know what to say, greeted by this incredibly kind and sweet woman. She ushered me over to a couch and we just sat down and, you know, just said, what can we do for you today? What is your name? Tell me a little bit about who you are. And for a couple of days, I had been pretty tense just because of fear, really. And in that moment, the story just began to spill out. And I said, I think I'm pregnant. I don't know if I am. I have my whole life ahead of me. This is not in the plans. What's going to happen? What does this look like? How will I raise a baby? I'm 19. And I just felt all of these questions just come from the very deepest parts of me. And I began to cry. You can see 29 and a half years later, I'm not crying because I remember the sadness. I'm crying because I remember the impact that it made on my life. And she sat there and she listened to me. She had her hand on my knee the entire time. I will never forget that. And she said, well, hey, here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna take a pregnancy test and we'll just kind of go from there. So I remember she came out and said, you're pregnant. And I just kind of swallowed hard and sat back a little bit and just kind of let the weight of that hit me. I had assumed I was. I was sure I was, but in the back of my mind, I'm going to be honest with you, there was a part of me that hoped it wasn't true. And I thought, okay, well, I'm pregnant, so what does it look like now? And that day, what she gave me was hope. She said, you can do this. You're not alone. We're here to help you. There are people here to help you. You can be a mom. Trust me, it's okay. You don't have to know what you're doing every second of the day. And that day, I just remember again, I was by myself. No one knew I was going there. Nobody knew where I was at. And I got in my car. I remember touching my stomach and going, all right, little one, we can do this. You and I don't know how to be a mom, but I'll learn. And I know that you are alive and I know that you are growing inside of me. And I can't wait to meet you. And it's absolutely been the greatest joy of my life, is to be a mom. And I look back and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. And that is what Embrace gave me all those years ago, a safe place to land, and they gave me hope. I think what I would tell someone now who is in the position that I was all those years ago, first of all, reach out. Reach out to someone. Find someone in a safe place that you can talk to. Don't make any impulsive decisions. Don't make a decision out of fear. Push the pause button. Find someone to talk to. Find some help. Come to Embrace and know that you're not alone. Embrace helped me see that I wasn't alone, that there were other young girls in the same position that I was and that had been just like me all those years before. Find out the information. Understand that there's a little life growing inside of you with a beating heart that is looking to you for everything. And you can provide that to them.